Lots of new laws went into effect. It is July 1st, so the Illinois gas tax increase. You've heard Lauren talking about them and Steve reporting on them all afternoon. Paid leave for Chicago workers. We're going to talk about the minimum wage increase in just a second. Driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. The Freelance Worker Protection Act. Child labor laws that now protect social media stars. And the school code change for administering assessment tests, that is. We're happy to welcome Rob Wilson to the show. Rob is the president of Employco USA. Thanks for joining us, Rob. I mean, the minimum wage went up from, what, $15.80 to $16.20. So we're talking about a 40-cent increase. It's a bigger plan than that. I can't imagine that makes a huge difference in the lives of employees. What about in the lives of employers?
Well, and so it, for larger employers, it did only go up from $15.80, but for smaller employees, it was at $15. So it took $1.20 for small businesses up to the. So now everybody's at $16.20 for in Chicago this year.
And smaller businesses, that is a big hit, right?
Right, $1.20. So you've got, it's kind of July 1st, a big day in Chicago in the sense that it's not just your minimum wage that went up, but also Chicago is one of the few cities in the country that has the new PTO rules that went into effect. So for paid time off, the state right now you've got the sick time, but in Chicago.
Oh, no. I know that sound. We'll get him back on the air. But yeah, the PTO, the paid time off, it means that people who work in Chicago will have increased access to guaranteed paid leave. And that's with employees who work at least 80 hours within the 120-day period eligible for up to 5 days of paid leave and 5 days of sick leave. And there's been a lot of talk about this. Are you back with me?
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's definitely on our end. You know, we have a phone company that's been upgrading for years to new technology. And unfortunately, it hits radio stations the worst. So we apologize. No. This is Rob Wilson, president of Employco USA. So talk to me about that PTO.
Right. So not only do you have the minimum wage up to $16.20, but the PTO, so you've got in the state, you have the sick, but in Chicago, you've got the sick and PTO. So for every 35 hours you work, you get a paid hour off and paid sick time. So during the course of the year, you're talking.
Oh, my gosh. It's not going to keep doing this. Many times what we do is we actually use Zoom because then we can. But he's back already. He's really quick. Go ahead. Click on that phone. And so are they independent of each other, Rob? So like you get the sick time and you get the time off?
And so you get during the course of the. And so if you quit, you don't have, the employer doesn't have to pay you the sick time, but you do have to pay the vacation time or the PTO. So during the course of the year, if someone, say, minimum wage, that's a $1,300 additional per employee investment that the employer has to pay.
And I know Employco is a big company, a big HR company. So you see what employers are dealing with. And I would imagine for small employers, this is a big hit, right? I mean, it is good for employees. Go ahead and make sure his mic is up there again. But right. What do you hear from the people that you work with and you represent? Is this a struggle for the companies that you work with?
It is a struggle because it's, you know, everybody's for paying people higher wages. At the same time, it's going to increase your cost. You know, when you go buy a pizza, it's going to cost you more. You know, the $5 Happy Meals aren't going to exist anymore. Because you've got to factor the wages and the paid time off into your.
And that was a big issue in California. It really was, where their minimum wage, I think, went up to $20. And a lot of fast food restaurants, said, look, we can't do this. We can't pay our. In fact, there was a lot of backlash in California. Right, Rob?
Right. Absolutely. So one company, Rubio's, a longstanding restaurant, they closed 60 restaurants down. They've lost the state of California, 40,000 jobs have been eliminated because their minimum wage went to $20 an hour.
Right. And Rubio's has been around forever. The best fish tacos anywhere in America. Do you foresee any of that happening in Chicago? I mean, when you're talking about just a, you know, just a 40 cent increase for big employers like fast food joints that doesn't have an impact. But you were talking about like pizza joints or places like that that might feel the pinch.
Right. I think the combination, well, you're definitely going to see prices go up on from consumer product standpoint. So if you eat out at a restaurant or you shop at a retail store, you're going to see those prices go up. And at some point, when do you price yourself out of the market?
And, you know, for most people, when we accept a full-time position, can you give us the average of what it costs to insure us and pay us our benefits? I had heard one time it was like $18,000 an employee. Is that high or is that low?
So the average employee cost now, it's about $900 a month for the employee portion for healthcare. So you're not too, and then if you factor in, plus you've got to do your payroll taxes, which are another, just your Social Security and Medicare is another almost 8% throw in. So it becomes, the taxes and benefits become expensive.
Yeah, and then you've got paid time off and sick time, so it does add up. And I think that people many times don't understand what an investment it is for companies to hire you and what they're putting into it. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you so much for dealing with our phone issues today. I appreciate it, Rob.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Thank
you. Rob Wilson, president of Employco USA.